Sport on RTE Radio 1.
After a night of Monday night football, Pádraic Lodge is here. Morning, Pádraic.
Good morning, Gavin. It's a key night tonight for the Republic of Ireland under 21 soccer team there in Trieste in the northwest of Italy to face the Italians in their final European Championship qualifier. If they win, they'll qualify for next year's Euros, but if they lose and Norway beat Turkey, they'll miss out on direct qualification and the playoffs. Kickoff is at 5:30 with live coverage on RTE2 television. The man who's usually sitting in this chair on Tuesday mornings, Darren Frehill, is in Italy for RTE covering the game, and he's been talking to the Ireland captain, a native of Knocklyon in Dublin, Andy Moran.
I think we've done ourselves really proud. I think that's the main thing. Some of the performance we've put in against some of the top nations in Europe, I think we've been brilliant. So now it'll be great if we could just finish that off and get ourselves through to the Euros now, yeah.
Now that you're into the final game, how does that table look to you?
I think it's nice in a way because we know what we have to do. It's as simple as if we win, we go through. So I think that's nice to kind of have that comfort where we don't need to rely on other results. We know if we do our job, we get straight through. So, yeah, I think in a weird way, it's a nice position to be in. We just got to go out and do the job now and hope that'll be enough.
You make that sound so easy. Just get the win.
Yeah, I know. Listen, we're away in Italy, one of the best teams in Europe. So, listen, it's not as easy as just win. But at least it's not like we're relying on other stuff to happen. You know what I mean? If we just do our job, we'll get our rewards for it.
Italy, what can you tell us about them? We had a draw with them, Turner's Cross, about a year ago thereabouts. You guys may be unlucky not to win that one as well. I know there'll be a different proposition over here, but just as a team, where do you see their strengths? Where do you think maybe is there potential for us to exploit them?
They're a great team. Like, we've been watching them last couple of days now on the analysis and all. They're a class team. Listen, every Italy team you play are going to be top players, full of top players. So yeah, we know it's going to be a tough task, but we've got some top players in our group as well. So we came so close in Turner's, there's no reason why we can't come just as close and hopefully go one step further over here.
That's Andy Moran. Derry City suffered another setback in their hopes for the League of Ireland title as they were held to a 1-1 draw by Sligo Rovers at the Brandywell, missing out on the opportunity to go top of the table. St Pat's beat Bohemians 3-1 at Dalymount Park, so the tight title race is now down to the final three games. Shelburne lead by 2 points from Shamrock Rovers and Derry City. Wales striker Harry Wilson scored from the penalty spot to give the Welsh a 1-0 win over Montenegro in their Nations League match in Cardiff. John Fogarty in the Irish Examiner this morning says it's likely that the new rules being tried at Croke Park this weekend will see a change in how the final scores of Gaelic football matches are reported in newspapers. Three components will be needed to reflect goals, two-pointers and single points. So it'll be something like Dublin 2-3-15, Meath 1-1-10. That's a 12-point win for Dublin, by the way.
That's very confusing.
Confusing, potentially, yeah, and concerning too for commentators who did pass maths in their leaving cert. They're probably going to need graphics to just aggregate it all, put the total beside them in brackets just so people aren't totally confused. That's one consequence of those rules. Anyway, it looks like we're going to see Stephen Cluxton and James McCarthy lining out for Leinster in those interprovincial games at Croke Park this weekend. The new Kerry hurling manager John Griffin has revealed that star player Finnan McAsey is exploring the possibility of trying to make the Kilkenny panel. The Ard Firth man has moved to Kilkenny for work and has been playing with Loughlin Gaels. Kerry's Kayleigh Cronin, Nicola Ward of Galway and Armagh's Lauren McConville have been nominated for the TG Cahir Players Player of the Year Award. The winner will be announced at the All-Stars Banquet next month. 22,500 runners have been entered for the Dublin Marathon on Sunday week. It's now the fifth biggest marathon in Europe, and one of the leading Irish contenders, Hugh Armstrong from Ballina Athletic Club in Mayo, is hoping to win his first national marathon title. He's the first athlete to win all four races of the Dublin Marathon Race Series, a lead-in series of races in recent months over 5 miles, 10k, 10 miles and half marathon. And Hugh told Greg Allen that those races have served him well.
The 10 mile and the half marathon, they were good courses in that they were in around the park, similar to what the marathon course itself will be. I was able to use them both as good races and good training sessions in the build up, you know, and especially because I'd been targeting the marathon since a good bit earlier on in the year, like, you know, because I'd ran Hamburg Marathon in April, and I was kind of after that I was saying I would probably look to Dublin now next. So it's a good build up in, like, it's, I think, for any athlete targeting the marathon, it's a good build up in the training, and they're nicely spaced out. Like, I think the first one was in June, the 5 miles, so you get a good bit of time for training in between.
Busy last few weeks. You turn 30, you get married, yes, and now you're looking to win the Dublin Marathon. What a way to crown this period of your life.
It'd make for a good year, yeah. So I got married there in 24th of August, and then turned 30 on the 20th of September. So a lot going on. Yeah, so I was joking. I went from single in my 20s to married in my 30s in a in a fairly short space of time. So if I could be married in my 30s and with the national marathon title, that'd be even better again. But she's been a good wife. Now I've been running well while I've been with her, so that's a good sign of a good woman, I would say.
Well, certainly someone to back you up, and obviously what is a very strong and heavy schedule that you have as a marathon runner. You've got a 2-hour 12 minute marathon from 4 years ago in Seville to your name. It's going to be hard to break that in Dublin, but it can be done. Stephen Scullion has shown that can be done. How would you like to project what you're going to aim for time wise, and obviously the winning of the national title is what's the most important thing for you?
Yeah, for sure the winning of the national title is the most important, but I would also like to run a fast time. I'm feeling good that I'm probably close to in shape of running the PB, but depending on the day we get in Dublin, hopefully I can be around close to my PB, and also looking to win the title will be the main thing.
That's Hugh Armstrong. The result of trainer John Sharkhanlon's appeal against the severity of a 10-month suspension will be announced within 14 days after a hearing yesterday. The trainer confirmed that arrangements have been made to transport 28 horses to England to be sold. And finally, the French Rugby Federation has expressed firm opposition to a proposal to allow teams replace a player who was sent off 20 minutes later. It described the plan as an unacceptable step backwards.
Porrick Lodge, thank you very much.